Test 68, Section 2, Question 25. Now, this is a parallel flaw, and we can try the conclusion trick first, but we also need to do so with a little bit of a hesitation, because it doesn't always work, so we'll try it. It says, if a bird feeder will not, attract many birds if it does not have a protective cover. So it's saying it won't do A if it doesn't do B. Or in other words, if not B, then not A. Or if not A, then not B, whichever way you want to state that. Saying, if you don't have one thing, you won't have the other. But it's an if then. So A says, if a car owner checks the tire pressure regularly, the tires will not wear out prematurely. It's okay, it only has one negative instead of two, but I'd hold on to it. So a tire will wear out prematurely if the car owner neglects to check the pressure regularly. That's pretty much the same, because it's saying if neglects to, so it's kind of if not A, then something else. So we'll hold on to B as well. So car owners need to be made aware of the consequences of neglecting the tire pressure. It's not C. C is very different. Therefore, if the car owner neglects, a tire will wear out prematurely. That's probably similar enough. Therefore, if a tire is often driven on gravel roads, keeping its pressure from becoming too low will not help it to last longer. It seems a little bit of a stretch. I'd lean towards A, B, and D more than the others, but this is one we're going to have to go to the passage on. So, if squirrels eat from a bird feeder, it won't attract many birds. Okay, so if squirrels eat, not birds. However, squirrels eat from a bird feeder only if it lacks a protective cover. So that says that if squirrels eat from it, it lacks a cover, because only if always precedes a necessary condition. It precedes the then portion. So it's saying if squirrels eat from it, then it lacks a protective cover. Now, that doesn't mean if it lacks a protective cover, squirrels will eat from it. And so, then it says, a bird feeder will not attract many birds if it does not have a protective cover. This one is basically, if we structure it, it's saying, if squirrels eat, not attract birds. If squirrels eat, then lacks a protective cover. Okay, so basically, if A, then B. If A, then C. And then the conclusion says, therefore, if C, then A, and so, or sorry, C, then B, is the basic structure. It's a little bit tricky, but the basically squirrels eating from it is A, not attracting birds is B, and then lacking a protective cover or not having protective cover is C. So basically that's what we get. So we're looking for something that says if A, then B, if A, then C, and then links C to B in the conclusion. So, if tire pressure is too low, tire will wear out prematurely. And if a tire wears out prematurely, it is likely a likely cause that the pressure was too low. Well, the problem here is that creates an if A, then B, and if B, then A. So that one's not going to follow the same pattern. Let me check B. If tire's pressure is too low, it will wear out prematurely. Tire pressure becomes too low only if the car owner neglects. Now this is looking pretty good, because it says if pressure low, tire wear out, and then the second sentence, because only if is again the indicating the necessary or the then, is saying if pressure low, then car owner neglects. So tire will wear out prematurely if neglects. That's saying if C, meaning if it neglects, then B, meaning wear out prematurely. So answer choice B does match, and therefore is our correct answer. Now if you look at D, D says if pressure is too low, tire will wear out. But pressure will become too low if neglects. Now it doesn't say only if, it says if neglects. So this is going to say if neglect, then become too low, which does create a good A to B to C chain. And so D is not the correct answer because it doesn't exhibit the same flaw. And then answer choice E, if you wanted to look at it, if pressure is too low, tire will wear out, but it will also wear out prematurely if it's driven on gravel roads. This is two totally separate ifs, and therefore B definitely is the best answer.